Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jeff Fry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Cordero moves to second. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Cordero moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia Parra is 0-1 in the game. Garcia Parra strikes out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bragg is 0-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cordero is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stanley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nehring is 0-1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Nehring reaches third base with a triple. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nehring tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hazelman is 0-1 in the game. Hazelman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cameron is 0-1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seeley covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Peña is 0-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fry is 0-1 in the game. Fry takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia-Para is 0-2 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bragg is 0-2 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Fry moves to third. Garcia-Para moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordero is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordero hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fry tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia-Para moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia-Para scores. Bragg scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nehring is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 0-2 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Guillen moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Naehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Vaughn, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Castillo now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hazelman is 0-2 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fry is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fry hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Waston now pitching. Troy O'Leary now playing right field. Jeff Fry now playing third base. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña is 0-2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar García-Parra is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. García-Parra is 0-3 in the game. García-Parra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron who is chasing the ball. García-Parra reaches third base with a triple. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bragg is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Matt Karchner now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cordero is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. García-Parra scores. One out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stanley is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Durham steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Mike Cameron. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.